pode chegar. Seja bem-vindo ao coração desse país.
It would have been easy, and I admit it was tempting, to draw comparisons between the sea of young people and the ocean of water beside which they were gathered, to compare the roar of the waves with the waving, roaring crowd, and to make the inevitable links with biblical symbols involving water, seas, and fishermen. It would have been enlightening, if you like that sort of thing, to concentrate on the numbers, which were certainly impressive. 175 countries, 1,000 bishops, 300 performers, and most important of all, over 1 million people, not all of them young. It would have been entertaining, but unnecessary, to search for superlatives with which to describe Pope Francis' first encounter with young people from every corner of the globe during the so-called welcoming celebration that effectively marks the first main World Youth Day event, and his own first World Youth Day. It would have been excessive and repetitive to complain about the rain yet again, and to describe how the weather blew out the communications links for several interminable minutes.
Queridos jóvenes, boa tarde.
It would have been instructive and important to comment on each of the improvised additions Pope Francis made to his prepared discourse. Young people are stronger than the rain, he said. Benedict is watching you. He accompanies us with his prayers, he confided. Faith revolutionizes our lives, he stressed. Doubtless, all this would have guaranteed a much more interesting correspondence report, but it wouldn't have communicated any of the beauty and the poetry of the occasion. The sounds and the colors, the songs and the choreographies, the expressions of Pope Francis as he drove through the throng, exchanging gestures, emotions, and even his zucchetto. Unfortunately, there are limitations to being a correspondent and to writing reports. I hope you understand. With the Pope in Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.